Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Aleph, Avodah Zarah 31. And today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara cites a teaching in the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, Shalosha Yenu, saying there are three levels of prohibitions as they relate to the wine of somebody who is not of the Jewish faith. The first level is Yayin Nesach. Yayin Nesach means wine that we know that was certainly used as a libation as part of somebody who is idolatrous. And such, they would stick their hand inside the wine and do a libation to their idol. So about such wines, the Gemara says, Asur Bahana, you're prohibited to derive any benefit from it. Umetame Tuma Chamura. And not only are you prohibited to derive any benefit from it, then in addition to that, if a person will touch it, it is considered to be such a severe level of tumah, of ritual impurity, that it is considered to be like touching a dead body. And so thereby, a person or the utensil who touches such wine, is both of them are considered to be tameh. And also, you can become tameh via carrying it, something that's holding it, or even carrying it within a tent, that if you're inside a tent where that wine is found, even if you're not carrying it, you're going to be considered to be tamei. And the level of ritual impurity for that is kizayis, like an olive sign size. But the second category, says our Gemara, is stam yenam. We'll come back to that in a moment. And the third category is somebody who leaves wine with the idolater. Somebody who leaves wine with the idolater, mafkid yenu eitzel avod, and we say such wine is prohibited to drink and prohibited, but however it is permitted to derive benefit from it, because we don't know to what degree if the idolater touched it or not. And so therefore, if you just left wine with him, you're going to be allowed to derive benefit from it, but you're not allowed to drink it. The Gemara is going to discuss what level of seals or protection is on that wine that you left with the idolater. That's going to be a discussion. But the second category, going back to the second category, that is called stam yenam. This is the level of wine that the idolater has, but we don't know for sure whether or not the idolater used it as a libation. And in fact, there's a strong indication that the idolater would not have used it for a libation, because if he used that wine and drew a libation from it for idolatry, then why would he be selling it to you? So we say such wine, which is stam yenam, which is just wine that belongs to a non-Jew in general, asur bahana. We say you're not allowed to derive any benefit from such wine, and that is a rabbinic prohibition. Rashi says the prohibition is mishum gzeiras yayin nesach. We're concerned that if you're going to use such wine, then you're going to indeed use the wine of an actual idolater that was actually used for idolatry. And so therefore, as a result of this, since we say it is prohibited to derive any benefit from it whatsoever, we also say is metame tumas mashkin, that it is going to make you tame, ritual impurity, only to the level of what's called tumas mashkin. That is like if somebody touches a sheretz, or a specific type of animal, then such a person receives a lesser form of ritual impurity to prohibit foods and drinks, however not a person and utensils. And also the amount is less than the actual yayin nesach, where it was a kezayis. In this case, we're going to say that you're going to become tameh only if it is a level of what's called a revius, which is a greater amount of volume than a kezayis. So this is the prohibition of stam yenam, which Rashi connects back to a decree that maybe it was yayin nesach. So the prohibition of stam yenam, according to Rashi, is a gzera from yayin nesach. However, the Meiri explains it a little bit differently. The Meiri explains that Pinchas, when we saw that in the time when the Jewish people were fraternizing with the daughters of the Midianites, and we see at that point that what happened was that Pinchas and his Bezdin made a prohibition on the Stam Yenam, that they said that you're not allowed to drink this wine, because they were concerned that they wanted to make sure that the Jewish people would be very far away from coming to acts of licentiousness with idolaters. And that what happened is that if they came to these idolaters, and like we saw with the daughters of Moab and the daughters of Midian, that if they came to these idolaters, and these women would draw them after their idolatry, just like they did in the plains of Shittim. And so as a result of this, the Pinchas and his Bezdin made a decree that a person is not allowed to drink such wine. However, indeed, and then it was further strengthened, this prohibition, in the time of the Tanaim, in the time of the Mishnah, they saw that the love for wine and the love for the for fraternizing would draw the Jewish people closer to the idolaters, and that would lead them actually into worshiping idolatry. So therefore, they made another decree, they strengthened this decree, and they said that you're not allowed to have any benefit from it, from the concern that you're going to, that this benefit is then going to draw you into this prohibition of idolatry. The Gemara on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis raises another point, and it says that not only is wine prohibited, but also the shechar of Ovei Kochavim, also the fermented beverages, not just wine, but let's say fruit fermented beverages is also going to be prohibited. And there the Gemara has a dispute. Is it because of chasnus or mishum giloy? Is it because we're concerned it's going to lead to fraternization and to marriage with idolaters? Or is it the concern that the wine, that the fermented beverage is dangerous to drink? So we see from here that the Gemara discusses the possibility that this prohibition was extended to other drinks. In point of fact, as a basic principle, today we rule that it is that there's a prohibition of wine that was touched by a Gentile, but this is only a prohibition on wine. As it relates to other fermented beverages, just in passing, if there's a concern about touching, then the prohibition does not apply.